Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy, brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. Joe is from Weymouth. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Oh, phone's messing up a little bit. Joe, I am doing fantastic. Kennedy, Joe is a proud papa.
All right.
He's got two sons that are just amazing.
Yeah.
So they started a company called Boston Got Soul.
Boston Got Soul.
Right. And they put on a huge sneaker convention.
What?
They've been doing it for years. The next one is July 13th at Gillette Stadium.
Are you going? Because you've become quite the sneakerhead.
I have become a sneakerhead lately. Can I get a VIP pass, Joe?
Oh, my God.
Carson, do you want to know something? It's the perfect sense out of my mouth. Hey, as long as I don't pull a Miller suit, I'll have a VIP pass.
Hey, we're all in. That's all right.
And assuming his phone makes it that way.
Yeah,
if the phone makes
it that happen.
All right. No, they look amazing. I'm looking at their... I mean, they just seem like... I mean, they've been written up in the Globe on TV. It's pretty cool. All right.
Well, do they have better phones?
I don't know. Kennedy, please leave the studio.
You got it. Good luck, Joe.
Right. Hey, thanks, Kennedy. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Kennedy has left the studio, Joe. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie, you lose. She is now over in that studio and cannot hear any of these questions. Question, look at the big board, by the way. She's got 2,813 wins, 234 losses. Question number one, Jessica Simpson turning 39 today. Who is her famous boy band singer ex-husband she had a reality show with back in the day?
I think that's Nick Lachey.
Mm. Right in Joe's wheelhouse.
Yeah.
All right, question number two. Mariah Carey says she's only been with five guys ever.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, Joe.
Hold on. She says, I'm kind of a prude, honestly, compared to most others in the field. Which famous rapper did she have a beef with, even trading diss tracks, because he claimed that they hooked up and she claimed they didn't?
Oh, that was that lunatic, Eminem.
I'm a lunatic.
Well,
no, Eminem.
All right, question number three.
Not Annie, Eminem.
Anderson Cooper only inherited $1.5 million from his mother, Gloria Vanderbilt. Sources say that's all she had left after spending lavishly and having millions stolen from her by a lawyer and a psychiatrist. Anderson Cooper is a correspondent on which popular reporter-based news show that's been on since 1968?
CNN.
Question number four. Reports indicate that the backlash over the Little Mermaid may have been started by a fake Twitter account, along with many of the accounts that kept it going. Dan blames it on the Russians.
Is he Russian?
Who is Ariel's dad and ruler of Atlantica? Is that what it's called?
Atlantis was probably copyrighted.
That was Neptune, I think.
It was what? No. Okay, question number five. Today is National Pina Colada Day. Finish the lyric. If you like pina coladas and blank.
Oh, man, I don't drink that, dude. Not up my wheelhouse.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Nick Lachey, he knows.
He did know Nick Lachey.
You don't drink that, Dan. Come on, man.
I don't drink. Come on, Andy. I'm not from Portland, girl.
Yeah, that one caught me off guard. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
I have Joe getting 2 out of 5 correct.
All right.
These are difficult. Are you ready?
Yep.
Question number one. Jessica Simpson turns 39 today. Who is her famous boy band singer ex-husband?
Nick Lachey.
Tied to one. Question number two. Mariah Carey says she's only been with five guys ever. Joe doesn't believe it.
I don't either.
Kennedy, which famous rapper did she have a beef with, even trading diss tracks with back in the day?
Eminem.
2-2. Question number three. Anderson Cooper only inherited $1.5 million from his mother, Gloria Vanderbilt. Anderson is a correspondent on which popular reporter-based news show that's been on since 1968?
60 Minutes?
3-2. Question number four. Reports indicate that the backlash over the Little Mermaid scandal may have been started by a fake Twitter account along with many of the accounts that kept it going. Who is Ariel's dad and ruler of Atlantica?
Triton?
Nice job, Kennedy. 4-2. Question number five. Today is National Pina Colada Day.
Okay.
Finish the lyric. If you like pina coladas and blank...
And getting caught in the rain.
Hey. Bum,
ba-dum, if you're not bum, into
yoga...
And you have a brain.
If you like making love at midnight,
by the dunes of the Cape, you're the lady I've looked for.
Come with me and escape.
Oh, we could have ended that two lines earlier.
We could not have, Daniel. We could not have.
Yacht Rock is alive and well on the Carson and Kennedy program.
Without question.
5-2 is the final score. Kennedy, nice job, Joe. I'm sorry you don't get the win. And congratulations to your boys, man. It's really hard to
that
start a
awesome
company. Check them out online, bostongotsoul.com.
Gillette Stadium is crazy.
I know. That is super spectacular. Joe, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
You know, Kennedy, you are unbelievable. I certainly cannot beat you at all. God bless you, Kennedy.
You too. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, thank you guys very much. Thanks for having me on today.
All right, honey. Bye.
Good egg, that Joe.
I love that Joe. Joe from Weymouth. He's a champ.
Bad phone, good egg.
That phone is terrible. Get some of that kid money and get yourself a new phone, is all I'm saying.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Sunny.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat
No,
her.
I meant stuff.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat
Remember
Kennedy.
Remember we're not doing weather.
You You've literally been doing it for the last 2 hours.
No, I have not. I've not done weather at all.
The weather outside
I never
is
met
weather.
Would you like to bet a dollar?
Yep.
Okay, bet a dollar. Dan, I'm gonna need you to pull a show.
I'm not gonna do that.
I have not done the weather at all. You did the weather this morning.
Second break. It happened.
Can't Beat Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. And I know for a... Oh, you just lost the dollar. Rich, good morning,
and
that's
buddy. That's the tea, sis.
Good morning.
Rich is from Georgetown and is a FedEx delivery driver.
Ooh.
Are you into short Hustle. Season yet in the FedEx delivery driver world?
Oh, all year.
Yeah.
Do you appreciate it when the people leave you like a Gatorade or a water or something by their door for your deliveries? Because I think that's nice.
Absolutely. That is awesome. That's better than a tip sometimes.
Do people do that?
Erin O'Malley does.
Does she?
She leaves like a cooler of snacks and stuff out for people at the delivery.
Erin O'Malley is a saint and not one of us.
If I did that in front of my house, the little kids going to summer camp would snatch all your stuff.
Well, when you live in the city, it's a little different.
Yeah. Knock on my door. I got a treat for you, buddy.
Come and knock on my door.
Wow.
Okay, you are not helping your not dating thing.
We have the same brain. We're fused.
Kennedy, the fact that you even know that, though, blows my mind.
Rich, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Hey, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Three's company,
Thank
two.
You.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Rich, you score yourself $100. Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio. She won't be able to hear any of these questions. She's got 2,814 wins, 234 losses. Question number one. Nicki Minaj was supposed to play in Saudi Arabia, but yesterday she announced she's backing out to make a point after she recently learned about their record on freedom and human rights. She has a huge song sampling Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back. What is that song called?
I don't know. I'm drawing a blank. Sorry.
Question number two. The 90th MLB All-Star Game aired last night. True or false? Fenway Park is the oldest ballpark in America. True or false?
True.
Question number three. Reports are that Bradley Cooper and Irina Shayk are getting along well following their breakup. Which of these movies was Bradley not in? The Wolf of Wall Street, American Hustle, or Wedding Crashers?
I want to say The Wolf of Wall Street.
Question number four. Sofia Vergara turns 47 today. She's married to which actor from Magic Mike and True Blood? You got to get this one because Kennedy loves this guy. I know she'll know this one.
Most women do.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The weird name. I'm drawing a blank right now.
All right. Question number five. Olivia Newton-John was diagnosed with breast cancer 27 years ago and battled it for a third time last September. Apparently, she's doing well and is selling her wardrobe from Greece for cancer research.
Get it, girl.
What is your character's name in Greece?
Oh my god. Oh. My wife's gonna kill me. Sandy.
Oh, hey. Okay. There you go. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Hey, pulled it out there in the end. All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
All right, I have 3 out of 5 correct for Rich.
Okay.
3.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Question number 1. Nicki Minaj was supposed to play in Saudi Arabia, but yesterday announced she's backing out to make a point after she learned about their record on freedom and human rights. She has a huge song sampling Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back. What is that song called?
Anaconda.
You don't want none if you ain't got bumped.
You're not bumping that in the FedEx truck, Joe?
Big Nicki Minaj guy, that Joe.
No, he's more of an Andy Grammer and Jason Mraz guy.
He's got Boston more than a feeling going, if anything.
Question number 2. The 90th MLB All-Star Game aired last night. True or false? Fenway Park is the oldest ballpark in America. True or false, Kennedy?
True.
It is true.
Not by much. Wrigley's right behind it.
Wrigley is second. 2-1, question number 3. Reports are that Bradley Cooper and Irina Shayk are getting along well following their breakup. Which of these movies was Bradley not in? The Wolf of Wall Street, American Hustle, or Wedding Crashers?
The Wolf of Wall Street.
3-2, question number 4. Sofia Vergara, turning 47 today. Who's your husband? Magic Mike.
No, I know is it.
True Blood.
I know exactly who it is. The part is, I don't know how to say his last name.
You like to objectify
Joe,
him.
I don't objectify. Joe Manganiello.
That is correct.
Whoa!
Manganiello. You're close now.
I think we were allowed to objectify in Magic Mike because that's what they wanted us to do. That was what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I would want you to objectify me if I looked like him.
You did? Would you dance in the convenience
store? Is he good
looking,
Kennedy?
I danced in the studio.
He's a handsome man. He's also nice and he's really smart. He reads a ton.
4-2, question number 5. Olivia Newton-John was diagnosed with breast cancer 27 years ago and battled it for a third time last September. She's doing well and is actually selling her wardrobe from Greece for cancer research. What is her character's name in Greece?
Sandy.
It is Sandy. Nice job.
Kennedy's got to run to eBay real quick.
Yep. Well, like any of that would fit me, but my goodness. Maybe the shoes. The shoes. I could get the shoes.
I would like to see you in those black leather pants, Kennedy. I think you would look fantastic.
My days have passed, but thank you. Played Sandy in college.
Job,
that's
Kennedy.
The last time. That's it.
5-3 is the final score. Rich, I'm sorry
you don't
get the cash, but I do have for you 4 tickets to Zoo New England. The creatures at Franklin Park Zoo are more than just animals. They're superheroes. Join the Zooper Squad today, franklinparkzoo.org. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Rich from Georgetown. I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy. Don't even try. You can't beat her. She's gonna school you, sucker. You can't beat Kennedy. You can try, but man, you can't beat her. You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no. Stop, game time.
Kempe Kennedy brought to you by our fantastic friends at Cumberland Farms. Susie is from Holden. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
And apparently, she also shares a password with her phone and her sister just like you.
What?
It actually wasn't our phone, which I think is even more weird. We had met out to dinner, and we split the bill, and we both handed over, like, our debit cards. And we both have the same bank, so the debit cards look really similar. And the server had accidentally handed me my sister's and my sister mine, and we didn't know for days. And my sister spent, like, hundreds of my dollars because she kept using it as debit, and we have the same password for our debit card.
Oh,
that is spectacular.
What was she buying?
So cool.
I don't know. I think she was buying, like, crafty stuff for her kids and, like, back-to-school stuff.
She said she did know it was yours. Right.
And sure. It wasn't, like, our phone number. Oddly enough, it was the day our parents met, and they've been divorced for, like, 30 years. So
oh, my gosh. Wow.
I love that.
Susie, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You as well.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. Kennedy with 2,815 wins, only 234 losses. One more loss. We go to Redemption Week, and she is now over there in that soundproof booth. Pink recently posted pictures of her and her family at the zoo and then was immediately scolded by some of her fans for supporting the zoo industry. She clapped back by saying she didn't ask for your help in raising her children. Who is Pink's husband?
Harry Hart.
Question number 2. Rest in peace to Rip Torn, who died at the age of 88. He played characters such as Agent Zed in Men in Black, Zeus in Hercules, and even the sergeant in the B-movie. What is the name of the Vince Vaughn movie where he played a character named Patches O'Houlihan?
The Breakup. I have no idea.
Question number three. Mariah Carey, 49 years old and has been in plenty of relationships, but she claims she's only been in five. Liar. What is the name of her most popular Christmas hit?
Topical.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Question number four. Happy 9th wedding anniversary to Emily Blunt and John Krasinski.
Hey.
Which 2018 thriller did they both star in together as the parents of three kids trying to be quiet and avoid monsters?
I definitely don't watch a lot of scary movies.
That's a good one.
It was a really good movie.
The Silence? I don't know.
Question number five. ASAP Rocky is still in a Swedish jail, prompting other American rappers such as Tyler, the Creator, to say they will never return to the country. Geography time. What is the capital of Sweden?
Norway?
All right, let's get Kennedy back.
Well, that's simply not right.
Oh, Susie, that was good.
Oh, man. So bad. All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Let's see what I have here. Hold on one second. I was having a little problem with my computer. And I have, is it 2 out of 5 correct, Kennedy?
Okie doke.
All right, these are tough. You ready? Question number one. Pink recently posted some pictures of her and her family at the zoo. And then immediately was scolded by some of her fans for supporting the zoo community or the zoo industry.
Right?
Of course, she clapped back saying she didn't ask for their help in raising her children. Who's Pink's husband, Kennedy?
Corey Hart or Carrie Hart? Corey Hart, where is his son? Carrie Hart.
Title one, question number two. Rest in peace to Rip Torn, who died at the age of 88. He played characters such as Agent Zed in Men in Black, Zeus and Hercules, and even the sergeant in the B-movie. What is the name of the Vince Vaughn movie where he played a character named Patches O'Houlihan?
Dodgeball.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
2 to 1, question number three. Mariah Carey, 49 years old, and has been in plenty of relationships, but claims she's only been with 5 men. What is the name of her most popular Christmas hit?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
3 to 2. Question number four. Happy 9th wedding anniversary to Emily Blunt and John Krasinski. Which 2018 thriller did they both star in together as parents of 3 kids trying to be quiet and avoid monsters?
A Quiet Place.
4 to 2. Question number five. ASAP Rocky still in a Swedish jail, prompting other American rappers such as Tyler, the Creator, to say they will never return to the country. Geography time. What is the capital of Sweden?
Denmark.
You both said other countries.
Stockholm.
It's right next door.
Scandinavia, catch it.
I feel like Denmark is my Gary. You know what I mean? Like, there's a go-to whenever I don't know something.
All right, 4 to 2 is the final score. I'm sorry, Susie, you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets to the monthly patio pig roast happening July 17th at Casa Cana. Each pop-up will feature the pig roast, signature side items prepared by a visiting chef. Specialty cocktails and live music proceeds will be donated to Share Our Strength. If you want to find out more, go to CasaCanaBoston.com. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Susie, and I'm from Holden, and I absolutely cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.